Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.
You know, I really don't have regrets. I am a person that says, you know, as soon as you look back in your history and you come up with something that you feel like you want to change, something else has to change. You know, so
what about your biggest disappointment?
Once again, that's the same analogy. You know, disappointment to me, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful. To be happy, you got to have disappointment. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am and understand the benefits and the privileges I have for being who I am, you know, and not to wear it on my sleeve, be very humble about it. That's one thing my parents taught me very well is, you know, don't wear your reputation, don't wear your accolades, don't wear your, you know, your personality on your sleeve. Let it happen. Let it be you. It is who you are. Don't hide from it. But don't, you know, don't wear it and rub it in people's faces. So, you know, when you sit there and you say, well, you know, in 1990 or 2005, they voted me as like the best or the most popular athlete. You know, well, it's ironic that I'm the youngest of the three. So in essence, it's all relevated on who is watching now. If you ask 20 years from now, I'm pretty sure LeBron may beat me, you know, based on who's going to be making the voting. So I say that to say, to understand that, you know, it is what it is. You know, I don't wear it. I don't showcase it. I don't rub it in other people's faces. Someone else's opinion. If you ask me, I can never give you an opinion about things like that because as an athlete, all you want to do is be the best athlete you can be.
Well, on that point, when we did the interview 12 years ago, you made a big point that you wanted to be private, that you wanted to take back your life, that you had been the public eye and so forth.
What would my father do right now? First of all, he'd probably be sitting and smoking a cigar and answering some of the questions that you. He's a very thoughtful guy. You know, the thing that I remember the most about my father, and you know, I had him for 32 years. You know, and I never look at it from a negative sense. Obviously, he was murdered, and rarely do I get the chance to talk about him. You know, but the thing that I do remember all the time, you know, I think about him practically every day. Is for a person like myself who live in the spotlight and is so critical, you know, from people all the time in terms of what I do, what I say, you know, where I go. The thing he's always said, take a pause before you make a decision and say, what if? And the purpose for saying what if is that whatever decision you make always either going to have consequences. Either pros and cons.
No, but you obviously listened to your father because in the very beginning, you spoke about being humble, not shouting about who you are and what you've done, and just being within yourself.
Sure.
And a lot of kids growing up may start that way because of their parents, but don't end up that way.
Right.
You ended up that way.
Well, I mean, once again, I mean, mm-hmm. it's not just my father. You know, my mother calls me practically every day, reiterating, keep your nose clean. She ends the conversation of every time I hang up, as opposed to me, you know, hey, obviously we say, I love you, Mom, can't wait to see you, talk to you soon, blah, blah, blah. Her last word is, keep your nose clean. That's her constant reminder to say, hey, look, people are watching. You know, people are learning. People are paying attention. And, you know, the best news in today that sells is negative news.
That's all the reporters want.
I know. And not that I live in a box to where I'm afraid to do things. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know,
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
As my father says, the what-if comment is to be able to deal with the consequences of what decisions you make. And you think about that. If you think about the consequences, pro or con, you make the right decisions that you feel is the right decision. Now, all the decisions I've made, other people may view to be not the right decisions from their perspective. But for me to go play baseball, and everybody says, oh, it was a failed opportunity to play baseball. You know, that's what they think. Mm-hmm. For me, it was the best thing that could have happened for me because it allowed me to go back to the game with a stronger passion. At the same time, I was able to understand the love that these minor league baseball players have, making $1,500 a month, $1,500 a month, which is nothing. But for them, it was big. To me, to see that helped me put things in perspective to understand the platform that I was on in 93, that when I went back to it in 95 and 96, I appreciated it even greater. So when we won those championships and we went through those things mattered to me far greater than what I did in 91, 92, 93. People don't see that, and people will never understand that to be success. You know, all they think about, well, he batted 202. You know, and he struck out a certain number of times. Yeah, okay. You know, but the effort was there and the learning curve and the passion was there that has transcended not just to me, but to other people who are afraid to do things because they're worried about the perception that may come from other places. To me, that's more gratifying than anything, you know. So that's the things that my father and my mother instilled in me. Take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be afraid to fail.
Why do you do so few interviews? I mean, hardly any. And why have you agreed to give us a second one?
You haven't figured that out? All you got to do is look at those two boxes over there.
Yeah, but you didn't know they were coming.
I told you the only way I was going to do it. You have to dig in your humidor and give me something that's worthwhile. So I laid the parameters early.
But you trusted me.
I did. I trust you. I figured you would be honest. I don't think you're going to do it. But part of the reasons why I've kind of toned back is I want my life to be my life. You know, I don't want to sit here and constantly reiterate things that, you know, I've said countless number of times. And at the end of the day, my time, you know, my time in the spotlight is dwindling. And I want to be able to control what I can, you know, what I do and what I don't want to do and blah, blah, blah. someone else needs to step into the limelight and either enjoy it, you know, or prosper from it, or grow, or have people understand who they are, blah, blah, blah. Me, I need no more admiration. You know, I've had enough, and it's been great. I'm still going to be a very positive, you know, force within the community, you know, within, you know, with the kids of tomorrow. But I got my own kids. I got my own wife. I mean, I'm 54 years old, you know. I want to be able to go through a day or go through a week not worrying about what I got to do Wednesday, what I got to do Thursday, what I got to do, because I never enjoy Monday. I want to be able to, you know, and sometimes I surprise the shit out of myself saying, look, I got nothing to do today. Oh, I got nothing to do tomorrow. I got nothing to do on Wednesday. That, to me, is ultimately retirement. You know, that's where I want to be. And if I choose to get involved in things, then, hey, you know, I want to go to Charlotte and I want to see what's happening with the team. Or I want to go to Portland, spend a week out in Portland, blah, blah, blah. But not to where, you know, my moment, the moment that I'm living right now, I'm worried about what I have to do tomorrow. And that's where my life was getting.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.